The South East Antrim UDA are being blamed for a mob attack on homes in Larne last night. Between 50 and 100 men attacked houses in Ferris Avenue and Knockdoo Park. The house in Ferris Avenue, which had previously been shot at in January, was completely destroyed, as was a car nearby. One resident is in a stable condition in hospital, and a police officer needed hospital treatment as well. The East Antrim Sinn Féin MLA, Oliver McMullen, with us this morning. Oliver, what do you know about what happened here?
Well, last night I was contacted by members of the families involved in this vicious attack on their homes last night. This is the third time these families, this is two houses in Ferris Avenue belong to the one family, belong to two sisters. Now, this is the third time they've been attacked and really come out of this is not an ongoing feud. The young boys of one of the sisters stood up to the UDA in Larne, and this didn't go down well with them. And this was this all emanated from. The call went out after the fisticuffs, and this is the UDA coming in and setting down their form of street justice.
Describe to us the damage that was done.
The damage was done last night. If you could visualise this here, a group of there was between about 150 men there, all tooled up, all got the combat gear on them, balaclavas, the whole works. Now, in one house, a man was sitting with a 15-year-old daughter watching TV, and the next thing, the windows, the front windows came in round them, and the front door was knocked right up the hallway. The young girl, she's only 15 years of age, ran up the stairs screaming, and two masked men coming up the stairs, one had a sledgehammer, another one had a baseball bat. Now, the young girl ran upstairs and hid in the room. She was absolutely petrified. Now, these men went back down, and they absolutely rubbished the house from top to bottom. They actually were burning the house downstairs, and this young girl was upstairs fearing for her life. In one of the other houses, a man was actually shielding his young daughter from the same mob, and he was getting beat round the head with a hammer at the same time. Now, I have warned constantly about the fear of this type of attack was going to happen in Larne, and it was proved right.
Here's the question. What does this say about the rule of law? What does it say about the impotence of the PSNI that a large, significant group of men are able to go on the rampage and the police were not able to stop it?
Well, and first of all, can I say that there was, when the police were called last night, they were trying to restore order. There's one of the policemen, he's hospitalised, and I do hope he makes a speedy recovery. But the thing is here, these men there, 150 men just appearing, this is how they work. And I don't think any of the police was there last night. The local police could have contained this. What we need here is more surveillance, is more intelligence.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm not trying to ask questions about, why couldn't the local bobby arrive? But the reality is, the PSNI didn't know it was going to happen. There was no intelligence to them that it was going to happen. And a large group of men, now you say 100 to 150,
yep.
We would need to get that clarified and see what the police numbers are suggesting there were. But the reality is, they were able to go on the rampage, they were able to get hammers, they were able to attack people, they were able to move from house to house. Where is the rule of law?
Well, listen, this is one of the questions I'm asking today. And it's interesting, the Assistant Chief Constable has put the blame on the South East Antrim Brigade of the UDA. I'm now calling on the Assistant Chief Constable now to come out and clarify what is the position now with this ceasefire. Now, the second point I'm making is, when you leave Larne to go back to Carrick, now these people came from the Carrickfergus, Green Island and Ballyclare areas. That's where they came from last night. Now, when you go back to say, Carrickfergus, there's really only one road from Larne to Carrickfergus. Outside police should have been there with the technical support team, should have been there. Roadblocks should have been put on. And people should have been apprehended on their way back again. Now, no arrests were made. And I think that was a failing here last night. The local police done a very good job. The local inspector done a very good job. The local inspector kept me up to date, was ringing me at all hours, letting me know what was happening. I actually got a message from the inspector this morning at 6 o'clock. But outside, police should have been in there, roadblocks on, and these people picked up on the way back. Now, this has gone on in Larne for years. This is nothing new. I have warned about this here. I've been accused of scaremongering. Now, only this morning, I've got a threat myself on Facebook. It was pointed out to me this morning. I've been threatened on Facebook this morning myself. So these people, this is how they live. They've kept Larne in the grip of fear for years. Larne could do with more jobs, could do with more young people staying in Larne instead of immigrating. These people are driving young people out of this old town.